This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.48 3/4, down 4.5. March corn, $4.61 5, down 4.5. May corn, $4.69 3/4, down 4.5. November soybeans were $13.12 5, up 4.75. January soybeans, $13.14 3/4, up 4.25. March soybeans, $12.98 5, up 3.5. December wheat was $6.58 1/4, up 4.75. March wheat, $6.68 5, up 4.5. May wheat, $6.73 3/4, up 3.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Tuesday afternoon. Good harvest weather and continued weak basis levels for nearby corn and soybeans kept values mixed. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn lower at $4.21 to $4.44. Soybean bids are up 3 to 5 cents at $12.81 to $13.12. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 4 to 6 cents lower at $4.27 to $4.44. Soybean bids closed mixed, ranging $12.87 to $13.22. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn 4 to 6 cents lower at $4.19 to $4.44. Soybean bids closed mixed at $12.86 to $13.11. Wheat was 2 to 6 cents stronger at $6.06 to $6.30. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were unchanged at $13.43 to $13.48, with the basis levels down 5 at $30 to $35 over the November. High-protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.34.10 to $4.74.10. The basis was down 30 to 20 cents at 60 cents. That was at 20 to 60 cents over the October. Illinois corn processor cash bids were down 5 to 10 cents at $4.39 to $4.54, with the basis unchanged to down 5 at minus 10 to 5 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bid 5 cents lower at $4.25 to $4.34, with the basis unchanged at 24 to 15 under the December. Soybeans closed 13 cents higher at $13.13 to $13.21, with the basis up 8 cents at option to 8 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 5 to 7 cents lower at $4.35 to $4.48. These elevators raised their soybean bids 5 to 11 cents at $13.28 to $13.32. Soft wheat was up 5 cents at $6.42 to $6.43. Milo closed 5 cents lower at $4.77 to $4.78. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Shell corn contracts were offered at $4.23 to $4.48 for January delivery. January delivery soybean contracts were quoted at $12.85 to $13.04. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts range from $4.32 to $4.48. January delivery soybeans were quoted at $12.93 to $13.21. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts range from $4.39 up to $4.53. January delivery soybeans were quoted at $13 to $13.34. This is John Ray reporting.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.32, up 72 cents. December live cattle, $131.22, up 72 cents. February live cattle, $132.90, up 70 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.95, up 32 cents. October feeder cattle, $163.77, up $1.67. November feeder cattle, $164.75, up $2.37. October lean hogs were $92.50, up $2.32. December lean hogs, $88.07, up $1.65. February lean hogs, $89.70, up $1.45. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 92 cents lower, in a range of 90.45 to 93.24, with a weighted average carcass price of 90.74. From the Illinois Direct Sow Ports, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady, with very good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 78, 4 to 5 weight at 73 to 83, and 500 to 550 at 76 to 84, and over 550 at 77 to 85. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 63 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 12,945. The opening report for United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for September 24th were estimated receipts were 418. Compared to last week, steers and heifers were trading steady to 50 cents higher. Holstein steers were a dollar higher. Steers choice at 121 to 125, selects at 118 to 120. Holstein steers choice at 113.25 to 117, and heifers choice at 120 to 124, and selects at 115 to 120. From the National Daily Pork FOB plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 336 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.14, which was unchanged. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $193.77, which was 22 cents higher, with select carcasses at $177.05, which was 26 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 435,000, compared to 435,000 last week and 438,000 1 year ago. For the Arthur Hay Weekly Hay Report, for Monday, September 23rd, compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mix were trading steady, with grass hay mostly steady. Receipts were 1,462 bales, alfalfa premium quality small squares at $9.25, good quality small squares at $4 to $5.10, fair quality small squares at $3.25 to $3.75, alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares at $6 to $7 a bale, mixed grass good quality small squares at $3 to $4.75, large rounds at $50, small squares fair quality at $2 to $2.50, and large squares 3x3s at $22.50, and wheat straw good quality small squares at $4.50. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.39. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.43. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.39. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.43. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.05. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.97. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.07. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.39. Corn at Scottville is $4.39. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.05. And wheat at Scottville is $6.07. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Color radar in the Weather Center showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing a field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. A slight chance of showers in the forecast. High temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight. The low in the mid 50s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies. Highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. Low temperatures in the low 50s. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, 57 degrees at the Weather Center on this Wednesday morning. Overnight, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, a trace of precipitation, a half inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville. And once again, 57 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Smithfield shareholders have approved the sale of the company to Shawn Way International. The deal has faced scrutiny but was cleared by the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment earlier this month. At a special Smithfield shareholder meeting on Tuesday, more than 96% of the votes cast were in favor of the acquisition. The company said the votes cast represented 76% of Smithfield's outstanding common shares. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain markets and what the key items affecting the markets are right now, including weather, the upcoming USDA crop report, and the government shutdown scare.
Well, there's a couple of factors to keep in mind. First of all, market sentiment remains bearish for corn, soybeans, and wheat. The traders make money, fund managers make money when there's a solid trend that they can pursue. And when that trend is lower or higher, they're going to push that trend as far as they can until proven wrong. And right now, their sentiment is bearish. They want to see prices go down, and they want to continue to see that go down as far as it can until they're proven wrong. What will it take to prove them wrong? Well, for corn, we're a long ways from that. That would mean ending stocks below a billion bushels, and USDA is currently over 1.8 billion. So it's going to take some doing to change that sentiment. Although if we had soybeans rallying, that could drag corn higher reluctantly with it. So let's look at soybeans. Traders are convinced that the drought story is behind them. They're looking at these early yields, which are high, which is what should have been expected from the early harvested crops. And they're saying, see, the story's behind us. The crop is getting bigger. And so they're wanting to press soybeans as well. And in wheat, very similar type of story. As well. However, when we look at what's happening, last week's rain did not benefit the soybean crop as they expected when you look at the crop ratings. And so we're seeing a bounce today. Longer term, we're looking at a USDA crop report coming out on Monday, quarterly stocks numbers, and 13 out of the last 15 of those quarterly stocks reports have defied explanation or logic from USDA. With surprises like that, traders holding massive short or long positions, either way, like to kind of square their books going into those reports just in case USDA has another surprise up their sleeve. And then you throw in the fact that Congress and the President still have not come to an agreement on a continuing resolution or on raising the debt limit. There's a lot of uncertainty in the markets that doesn't bode well for sustaining any type of a rally. But it does create a great deal of uncertainty, probably a lot of volatility over the next week.
So we're seeing a lot of cautious traders as we head into the USDA October report.
A lot of caution, a lot of anxiety, a lot of emotion, and that tends to lead to very erratic price movement, unexpected swings in prices, certainly not the quiet markets farmers would like to have while they're out there on the combine.
Could we be expecting in the future, then, with the later planted soybeans, to be seeing some struggling numbers instead of the positive numbers we've been seeing for the early ones?
I think for both corn and soybeans, The early harvested crops were the first planted crops, the first maturing crops, which means they were planted early. They probably went into good soils. They were able to do most of the maturing before the late season stress hit. As the harvest moves to the north and to the west across the Midwest, I think we'll see overall, yes, there will still be some good yield, but overall we're going to see a decline of those yield reports coming in with shrinking crops. For corn, that's not much of a factor as long as ending stocks are above a billion bushel. But for soybeans, where demand is so strong and the supply is so tight, that is a big concern.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.